Jam! Hello again, and welcome back to another fun-filled episode of Monday Night. In my head, out of nowhere, I'm hearing Clues crank his stupid flashlight, and he's not even doing it, and it's making me giggle. This is like really frustrating to me.
Why are you still laughing? He's not doing it.
What? Anyway, sorry.
Monday Night Gaslight.
I was expecting all of that for some reason. So this is episode 552 of Monday Night Magic here on the MTG Cast Network. I'm Chewy. Apparently, I'm not feeling it tonight.
We'll get you there.
I am joined by everyone's favorite bow tie aficionado and grumpy old man, Clues.
There is disquiet in your soul.
There is. And the only way to fix it is to buy all our playsets and toys.
Rock, rock on!
And also joined... I am also joined. I guess a subject would really help in that sentence.
We are also joined. I'm here too.
We are also joined by Squee.
As you guys can tell from our speed at getting here, we are that on topic tonight.
We really are. This is going to be a good one.
Totally on point.
Oh, man. Boy, payload not. Moves. So, the big news today was the Bannon Restricted update with... just never mind.
Okay, hold on. Chewy.
Uh-huh.
Chewy. Two things. Number one, deep breath in... Oh.
Okay.
Oh, you're the one raised like that.
There's no swearing on Monday Night Magic. Carry on.
Did I swear?
No, but boy, did you come close.
Oh. Right then, yes. So the big news today, March 13th, it's Monday the 13th. Do you know where your banned and restricted updates are? We don't.
I, for one, can't believe that they banned Island. I had high hopes, but it finally happened.
You know what, Clues? I can't believe that either.
I don't believe that. So, with Standard being somewhat stale, and by somewhat, I mean just buh, and with Modern being extremely healthy and with Legacy not existing, we sort of figured... Okay, when I asked various people, hey, what do you think will get banned? I kept hearing... oh crap. What is the thing you said in the pre-show build from Modern? Why is this not banned yet? My brain just completely blew.
Oh, Simeon Spirit Guide.
Right. A lot of people said they're gonna ban Simeon Spirit Guide. And I'm like, why? Modern is so healthy right now. They're like, cause it's busted. I'm like, you are dumb. Because Modern's healthy.
Modern's fine, but if you were going to get rid of a card, that would be on the short list of considerations. But you don't have to, cause it's fine.
Cause it's fine. And then, we asked people last week, hey, what would you ban and why? And we got a few answers, all of which were mostly dumb on purpose.
Yeah.
And
then earlier today, like literally 5 minutes before they made the announcement, I made a Twitter poll just to see what people were thinking in terms of which formats would see changes, be it Standard, Modern, Standard and Modern, or nothing. And I didn't realize when I posted it that it was literally 5 minutes before they were going to make the announcement.
Whoops.
But... given that, I took a screenshot right at them so people could just flood it with the actual answers. 53% of the people who filled this out, which granted only got to 19, but more than half of them said Standard. 26% said Standard and Modern, meaning, yeah, 79% of people thought Standard was going to see a change, and 21% thought there'd be no changes. So, that's a very short span of time, and I wouldn't really rely on that normally, but it shows you what the immediate impulse reaction of people that follow me are. So... how's that for niche?
That's, yeah. So
I think we can get nichier, actually.
Yeah, but we'll just take it to the left-hand subset of those people.
There you go.
Now, I seem to remember somebody, it might have been, AJ, not Kill AJ, more different AJ, who made fun of me because I said, I don't think they're going to ban anything. Before the last one, when they banned all the things. And to be fair, I was right under the old Wizards of the Coast.
MMO?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of a word. But their philosophy on banning, especially in Standard, nothing would have been banned. And this was, the last Standard banning represented a drastic change in their philosophy of bannings in Standard, and bannings in general, I think. So, when this one came out, when Standard seems to be a little more stale than the previous one, surely they'll change something, but no, they didn't change anything.
Not a thing.
So what they said was, for Standard, there has emerged a big three. Mardu Vehicles, Black Green Constrictor, Snek? Should we just call it Snek? Yeah, I can't do that into a microphone though, cause I feel bad.
Hiss.
Yeah, hiss. And various Felidar Guardian Saheeli Rai decks.
Wow, wow.
Oh yeah, I was reading. I was trying to remember. What was my next point? I wasn't making a point, I was reading. While having three top tier decks isn't unusual, we were concerned that they could be so strong as to crowd out all other decks. In particular, we looked closely at the effect Felidar Guardian has on a format when it can be used in a game-ending combo. Which would be all the formats because it's... shut up. You could do that in frickin' Limited, if you're extremely lucky.
Yeah.
However, at Grand Prix Utrecht, we began to see some movement in the format, particularly the rise of Teemer Dynavolt Tower as a potential addition to that upper echelon. Good word usage. Maybe not the best conclusion, but a good word. With that kind of movement in the format, we thought it best to gather more data, including more Grand Prix and, that's plural Grand Prix, but you can't say Grand Prix because it looks like Grand Prixes. And then all the people who are studying to take the Praxis will panic and think that there's a Grand Praxis and the suicide rate would go up. Including more Grand Prix and the inclusion of Amonkhet at the Pro Tour while watching the format to continue to shift before making any changes. So in other words, let it burn.
Wait and see. I mean, if you want to take like the ridiculous extreme view of this, the building's on fire, but there's a refrigerator in it. And that refrigerator might open and slow down some of the fire. See how dumb that sounded? Here we are.
Never mind that DC Comics has that refrigerator full of dead girlfriends, so.
Just the one. It's hard to tell based on the way that she is, but it's just the one.
Ask
your comic book friends.
Yeah, they'll get it. Or they'll tell you. Or they won't get in and you can just Google it. Don't Google it.
Don't Google it.
Okay, so that's Standard. They've decided that three decks is fine because there are no tier two decks. There's the three tier one decks and the variations of them. And then they're like tier three decks. And apparently that's fine. If a tier two deck pops up, they'll be like, ha, see, we were right. And whatever. But I don't know. Modern is healthy, so Modern's good. For Vintage, they're going to wait until the European Eternal Weekend Vintage Championship at the beginning of April.
Which is reasonable, because like they say here, the sample size is ridiculously small because there are not many Vintage events.
Exactly. And there are not many Vintage events, but they didn't even mention Legacy.
Now,
yeah,
let's be fair, there is a picture of Clues advertising Salt right under it on the website. Right there. It's got a bow tie and everything. That'll teach you to go to the show notes.
Yeah, basically, Legacy just asked Watsy to tell it about the rabbits. That's what's happened here.
Ask your book friends.
There you go.
Is that a Watership Down reference? Because I've never actually read it.
That's an Of Mice of Men reference. That's...
Oh, you've made that before. Okay, now explaining this
to
you before.
The book of your book friends. The book you all had to read in high school. That's right. What I'm saying is Watsy.
I don't do that anymore.
I did not have to read that in high school.
Watsy just took Legacy out behind the barn and shot it in the back of the head. That's what I'm saying.
Is George?
Yeah.
Huh. That is.
I don't think they shot it in the back of the head. I think they tied it down and made it wait, watching. And then they shot it in the face.
I think they haven't actually shot it yet. I think they just sort of bricked it in the basement.
Did they go all Cask of Amontillado here?
I mean, it seems more likely than them shooting it. So what we're saying is, it's not going to be lonely. Extended is still there.
Oh,
so they tied it down,
live a little bit longer
next to a fire ant colony, but they haven't quite spread the honey all over it yet. Is that what you're saying?
So here's the thing. Okay, it was kind of funny. It has gotten pretty dark.
No, that's what Legacy said. It's getting dark.
It was kind of funny for a while there, where WotC was essentially taking care of Legacy through benign neglect. We've removed the benign. We were then just neglect. Now it's like malicious neglect. It's purposeful neglect at this point. Cause, I mean, look, they went out of their way in this announcement. It's not just that there were no changes to Legacy, so they didn't say anything. There were no changes to anything. So they talked about all the things that there are no changes to except Legacy.
Yeah. Last week we picked on them.
For God's sake.
Yeah. In the last update, we picked on them because, you know, they mentioned Standard and Modern and didn't even say Legacy, no changes. But, you know, as clues added to our show notes, the last, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 banned and restricted updates, Legacy wasn't mentioned in any of them except the one where something was banned, which was in September 2015. But to be fair, no formats were mentioned in any of them where nothing was banned. Until today, when they expressly, as Clue said, mentioned Vintage and didn't even add in Legacy.
And they could have just put it in that sentence. This whole paragraph where they talk about Vintage, you could have just written for Vintage and Legacy, comma, and everything else would apply.
Yep.
But they did not. Clues. Do you know why they did not? Because they hate me. That's why.
You, specifically. Well, you've still got the one Legacy GP that happens to be on the weekend when everyone else gets a GP too.
Yay!
At least for now.
GP Las Vegas in June. Put it on your calendar. It might be the last of its kind.
So
don't worry. It's on a Thursday and Friday. No one will be watching.
or be there.
So anyway, Aaron Forsyth, who is the senior design director for Magic, went to Twitter and said the goal of doubling the number of BNR announcements was to give us more granularity around when we banned things, not to ban 2X more.
I think 2X is pretty broken.
He later followed it up with the tweet, the goal of doubling the number of banned and restricted announcements was to give us more opportunities to not mention Legacy.
I don't think that's actually true, Clues.
No, it's what I feel, though.
Oh, well, I mean, that puts it about on the level of real reporting.
Yeah.
But yeah, and admittedly, the next BNR update is in 6 weeks. And then the next BNR update after that, I believe, will be in 6 weeks. So essentially every 6 weeks we get to watch people go online and buy and sell cards at ridiculous prices for about 24 hours and then feel stupid the next day.
Well, it's 5 weeks after the Pro Tour, and the Pro Tour is what, 2 weeks after the set comes out?
Yeah.
So
it's essentially 6th and 7th, then 6th and 7th, because
something like that.
We have 8 of these a year. So that's how they split them up. We're never in a state where there's more than a month and a half from the next time they announce nothing about Legacy. And to credit, I'm okay with that. I think we're all just in an awkward spot right now because we were surprised that they banned anything last time. And so everything that we knew was up in the air, but they seem to decide that right now we're okay. So we'll see.
And the general pulse that I'm getting from having my my fingers on the pulse of the Magic community, which they are not, but the vibe I'm getting from everyone is things were bad. You banned a bunch of stuff uncharacteristically. The resulting format is subjectively worse. Subjectively. And yet now you don't ban anything. Right? And that really is the problem that people are having with this, is that they like this format even less than the last one, but the last one at least garnered some changes. But, you know, whatever, maybe Teemir Dynavolt Tower will rise and take over Standard. Yeah. <okay. laughs> Thank you, Skeletor.
Yeah, well, keep in mind these words when we look over those Standard decks later in this episode, and we'll see where we're at.
Yeah, do that. In other news, the Commander ban list, yeah, nothing changed. Moving on. No one cares.
Oh, God, this is so depressing.
Will you quit reading CNN and come back to Magic?
No, I'm reading something Magic related. I was reading the follow-up tweets to Aaron Forsythe's.
Yeah, don't look at that.
Yeah, don't look at that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's still reading the comments.
It is, and there was a discussion of, hey, why not Legacy? What about Legacy? And someone mentioned, rightfully so, that Legacy feels like it has completely been abandoned in terms of banned and restricted. Miracles is the format's top dog for 3 years now. Someone asked for source, and they linked to some statistics, and I'm looking at it, and God, there's so much Miracles. Hashtag stop the top. I'd say write your congressperson, but you know, that doesn't actually help, apparently.
So let's go on to the other big news from last week, which is the future of Grand Prix. Again, that's plural Grand Prix, because Prixes, Praxes, you can't do that.
That's how students. You get Phyrexian and mana, so you just don't.
Yeah, those teaching students are high-strung enough as it is. Moving on. The future of Grand Prix for 2018.
And beyond!
Yes. So, starting in 2018, Channel Fireball Events, which is a new thing, will be Wizards of the Coast's exclusive global partner to run all Grand Prix. So that means tournament organizer, presumably coverage. Maybe?
Coverage is actually not part of the deal.
Oh, it's not?
That was clarified on Twitter. That's what the extra link under it is.
Right.
This is more in the neighborhood of, like, handling the actual event happening.
So, we have mentioned in the past that some TOs, let's not mince words here, are just better at Grand Prix than others. Like, we have said many times from personal experience, or at least I have said from many times from personal experience, that Star City Games does Grand Prix like a boss. I've heard the same about Channel Fireball from many, many, many people. There are other TOs that do really good jobs. There are others that do not. And having Grand Prix be very different from each other on a week-to-week basis is something that they're trying to get away from. And honestly, I feel like this was inevitable. This was the sort of thing that Wizards was bound to do at some point. And look, they did.
Well, for some time now, they've been, I guess,
eating
gradually. That wasn't the phrase I was going to use.
Pruning.
Still not quite what I was going to say, but yeah, they've been essentially reducing the number of unique tournament organizers involved with GPs. That's been happening for a little while now.
Yes.
But I kind of thought we'd reached a place where, you know, things were okay, I guess. But yeah, I can't actually tell you what my initial response to this announcement was, because there's no swearing on Monday Night Magic. And I was a little shocked when I read this one. But there it is. Now, I've been at Channel Fireball run GPs, and they're good. But I've been at GPs run by other tournament organizers that were also good. I don't know what to make of this.
Yeah, so well, where this came from, it says, last year we invited various companies to submit proposals on delivering high-quality Grand Prix in various regions across the world. And essentially, a bunch of people pitched, and Channel Fireball Events won the contract. I mean, it's just like any other sort of... This is what Mike does for a living, for God's
sake. This is actually how most businesses operate.
Exactly. So Channel Fireball Events is Channel Fireball and Sightline Productions working together. And if you've never heard of them, well, they've been around doing this sort of thing for, well, a long time.
Yeah, they're part of the crew that's responsible for the graphics and the general presentation of Pro Tours. Mm-hmm. And they're also part of the flashy stuff that you get out of packs and things like that. So essentially they've taken Channel Fireball with their experience running events, and they've sort of merged part of it with the people who are good at making events look good. And
by the way, when he says packs, he means PAX packs, the tournament, not like the advertisement cards you get out of poster packs.
Yes.
Because I was like,
acronyms are dumb.
I was like, no, they're not. Oh, PAX, right. The thing that just ended.
Penny Arcade Expo West.
Yeah, yeah.
And so anyway, one thing to note is that this doesn't mean necessarily that Channel Fireball is going to directly have people involved in every event. It just means that people running events have to go through Channel Fireball to get that sorted out. Like, they've pretty much outsourced the management part of it to people who are really good at it. And barring seeing the actual contracts, it remains to be seen, you know, to what extent things will go. But suffice it to say, this should make events more uniform because everything has to go through the same process. And events around the world is sort of the critical thing. Like, this isn't just North America. This is everywhere. And they, according to, Alain Bergeau's post on Twitter, they're working with local organizers in various places to help with the transition. So we'll see what happens in practice. Although they do clarify, or Alain Bergeau clarifies in her tweets that WOTC will continue overseeing the location and format of GP, so that's not changing. WOTC will continue to be in charge of deciding what the feature matches are. So a lot of the fear that a lot of people may have had regarding Channel Fireball giving preferential coverage to their own players, because they do have that brand going on, are that WOTC's still in charge of that part. So they're still handling oversight of the event and the coverage. They're just not handling these other parts. So chill out a little bit. We'll see what happens. But this was honestly going to happen eventually anyway, because the way they were doing it before was, from a business perspective, it's cute, but it's not effective. And now they're streamlining things the way that all companies do when they get sufficiently large and they just have to bring everything together.
Yeah, and there are lots of concerns being raised, and some of which are valid, some of which are not. One of them actually came from the judge side of things, and that's, what if you're a judge who judges GPs, like that's one of your things that you do, and a thing happens and you fall out of favor with Channel Fireball. Are you just boned now? Like, do you just not do GPs anymore because they won't accept you?
Possibly.
And that's a problem.
I think it's certainly a valid concern.
Yeah, I mean, admittedly, it affects a very small portion of the population, and Wizards could care less about that. A population percentage that small, but still, it's a thing.
It's a valid concern for some people, but that's not unique to this scenario. That's what happens whenever you consolidate. If they consolidate with any other company, it would be the exact same thing. That's what happens, unfortunately.
Yeah. I mean, a bunch of these snap reactions to this are a little odd. Like, what's Benny's last name, damn it? Benny Smith? Like, he's changed his Twitter handle here to Benny Writes Magic. And I'm like, that doesn't help, Benny. I can't remember your last name now that I'm not looking at it.
That guy.
Yeah. He responded on Twitter with, pretty sure eliminating competition is not the best way to address quality concerns. But, I mean,
you see, that's actually interesting. And I think I can, even though I haven't seen the specifics of this, I'm willing to bet that whatever arrangement they've set up with, you know, this Channel Fireball events thing, is not a permanent thing. It's probably a contract.
In perpetuity.
And so,
no!
At whichever point that comes up for review, I'm sure they're going to go out to all the other organizers who are willing to submit proposals again, and they'll consider things again. And anything that goes super negatively with this group will be brought up and brought into consideration against what other people can do.
So let me start by being facetious. Okay. Hey, how about that reserved list? That's probably only for a short time too, right? But no, but seriously, I think they learned their lesson with that. Yeah, this is obviously.
This is also a very different apple from that orange.
I'm kidding.
Yeah. I know. I'm not saying that for you. I'm saying that for people going,
No. No, 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 no. Yeah. Well, I think WotC understands that, you know, maybe you should make contracts not for all of creation.
Well, like, no one does that. Like, that's inherently stupid. And I don't think WotC would even have the authority to do that under Hasbro. Like, no big company will have a small and make a forever contract. That's just not how contracting works.
Unless WotC were to just buy Channel Fireball events, but then that defeats the...
Then it's not a contract, it's an acquisition.
Yeah.
And that's very different.
Everything's back on Wizards. There's just a go-between that's always there, and that doesn't solve anything. So, yeah.
And so, in the case of this one, if you're paying attention and you see these things happening and you see monopoly problems and you see all these issues, you can still share that opinion. And it will probably be factored in if enough people have an issue with something, because WotC's shown, if anything, they're willing to say, okay, well, that was dumb. Or alternatively, this isn't working. Let's drop it and consequences be damned and try something else. I mean, they've done it. We've seen them do it. It's half of what people on Twitter are complaining about at any given moment. So I wouldn't worry too much about it. This is just a business choice that will happen. But that doesn't mean don't pay attention. It just means wait and see first.
Yeah, this isn't a go back to bed, Magic players. Channel Fireball has your best interests at heart. I'm sure they do for the most part, but keep an eye open if you start seeing trends that are bad.
Now, on the upside, you also know exactly who to complain to now.
Yeah, we can't blame Worth anymore. Oh.
Yeah, Helene Bourgeot, Mark Rosewater, basically anyone who says magic, you complain to them because
they all have one hashtag if you just click on it.
That one person is the problem with all of the things that bother you about this game.
But in the case of this one, it's not a matter of no competition. It's a matter of everything is concentrated and there's a whole lot more to lose if things aren't working.
Yeah, anyone who's like, oh no, this is a monopoly and event prices are going to skyrocket. Well, no, because then attendance will go down and WotC will be like, the hell are you doing? And then that would be bad. Like, that's not good for business. Yeah. So anyone who thinks that that's going to happen, use a different part of your brain, one that works.
Consult the part that actually thinks before speaking. I believe you have it. I believe
nobody wants to run the tournament business into the ground because then there isn't one.
Yeah, they don't want to do that either.
So shut up. Like, that's not a thing. That's not a worry. That's not a concern.
They're not rolling in their money because of the cost of an event to you. It's a promotional activity.
Yeah. So there you go. These are... Oh, that judge thing applies to vendors too. What if a vendor somehow manages to end up on a don't let these people in list?
I knew what you were going to say there, and there's still no swearing on Monday Night Magic.
Yeah. I can't think of an acronym that starts with those letters. But yeah, then suddenly that's a vendor who can't get in, but I guess ideally you wouldn't piss off your... The people who run all the GPs now. I don't know. I don't know. I'm scrolling through some of the replies here, picking out things that I'm seeing more than once. But anyway, so that's that.
Yeah.
I mean, that is huge, but like Bill said, without actually seeing the contracts, there's really nothing we can do other than go look at the bright side. The good news is this should mean that the GP experience, no matter where you are, it will be the same. And it should be high quality, which is good. You won't get any more people who are like, man, I went to my first GP and it was crap. Why was it crap? Well, because the TO didn't know what the hell they were doing. Well, the TO knows what the hell they're doing now, so hopefully that won't be a thing.
Yeah. It'll also be interesting to see how they handle prizes going forward in terms of all of those prize walls and stuff. Because while nothing is said about it, there's now at least the possibility of some kind of carryover system between events, because it's not like, oh, well, someone else is running a GP here. I guess all that doesn't matter anymore. They can actually do things that they couldn't do before. I'm not saying they will, but this is now a possibility because I certainly never get enough tickets at an event. Admittedly, I don't play. Might be my real problem.
That is one of the downsides.
Yeah. But we'll see. That's all speculation.
Okay. So that's the big news.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess from there, well, okay. Let's knock out the rest of these two little bits of news here.
I have one other piece of news.
Okay.
Daylight saving time is still stupid. Okay.
I was saving that for later.
Well, we can mention it then too. It's still going
to tell you what clues in an hour.
Oh, sick burn. I see what you did there.
Okay. There's a thing here that appeared on the 9th, the same day as the big Channel Fireball announcement. If you have a DCI number, pay attention.
Oh yeah.
I should apply to most of you.
I was actually at work when this popped up, and I opened up my phone and flipped through it real quick and said, huh, and then I sort of lost track. So one of you guys, the hell is this?
Okay, so as you're aware, data lives somewhere, typically on a server.
The cloud!
Yes. Well, data like this, like, you know, personally identifiable information, DCI numbers, all that stuff, lives specifically on servers.
On Windows 95 i386 computer in a closet somewhere.
You see, the thing is, you might not be wrong.
Yeah.
But honestly, given it's WOTC, it's probably 98. So anyway, this is out there. And as is usually the case, over time, eventually, servers have to turn off. And that's just what happens. Like, you turn off servers, you move things over to newer servers, data migration occurs. This is necessary because, as noted, if it's actually running on a Windows 98 server, then it's probably waiting to die. So rather than leave it there, you move it to a newer server. And whenever you move things, there's always a chance that something will go wrong. It's never planned. There's usually a million and one precautions to prevent something from going wrong, but it's always possible for something to go wrong. Now, they're going to be shutting down some of their back-end systems on March 21st, 2017, which is next week. When they do that, while it's unlikely that anything will happen, it's certainly possible that they'll have, you know, a snafu or a headache or something. And that would mean that you might have trouble looking up your DCI number online until it's resolved. So if you know your DCI number, you're fine. You know it. You've got it. If you've been playing Magic long enough, you might even have it on a little card. That's great. If you don't know your DCI number off the top of your head because, you know, your local store just remembers you or for some other reason, then you may want to actually go to accounts.wizards.com and access your actual Wizards account and see what your DCI number is. Because in the event that something happens, you're going to need to be able to get that back out. Now, they're not going to lose all of your play history. They're not going to use your Planeswalker points. None of that's part of what's being migrated. Just to clarify, that's not what they're doing. They're just the part that's essentially handling the number lookup is what's going on. So they recommend through, as you can see on this link, that you go online, you pull it down. If you don't know it, there's instructions here for how you can retrieve it. And if you're a TO, you know, same deal. You'll have to go in there. Now, if you go to a Magic event after the 21st, you'll not be able to just show up and go, hey, can you look up my DCI number? I don't know. Because they won't be able to. Like, that's a little more significant. So regardless of this transfer working or not, you can't just show up at an event and say, hey, I don't know my DCI number. Can you look it up for me? You're going to have to know. And I think that's probably going to be the thing that bites people a little bit more. So if you know your number, great. Carry on. If you never go to Magic events ever, then I guess you're probably pretty chill and just enjoying life and probably have a lot more money than we do, but you probably don't care. But if you go to FNM, you go to GPs, you go to whatever, and you haven't memorized your number, look it up, write it down, put it on a card, keep it in your wallet. You may need it if you go to an event.
And there you go.
Huh.
And if a very long time ago you screwed up somehow when you made your Wizards account and it assigned you a new DCI number that is not your old one and never did figure out how to fix it and you contacted customer support and they never got back to you ever, then you might be SOL, but you should try contacting them again, which is what I'll be doing shortly as soon as we're done recording.
Huh.
Yeah.
I never got an option to, hey, put in your existing DCI number. Anywhere, no matter where I looked, anywhere. And I was like, maybe I have to create the account and then put in my, no, that is not how you do it either. And I remember there was a big problem with that when they first started. And I was like, whoops, I'm one of the dumbasses who didn't do it right. And I put in a ticket and they just never, ever looked at my ticket ever.
Now that's not fair. They may have looked at your ticket and decided that they hate you.
That's fair.
That is distinctly possible. And to be honest, I couldn't blame them if that was the case. So one more bit of news. They have revealed the packaging for Dual Decks Mind versus Might. And so the two legendary creatures who, are the faces of these, for the Mind deck, it's Joyra of the Gitu, and for the Might deck, it's Lovisa Cold Eyes. There you go.
So if you're looking to make that commander deck that makes your friends hate you, Joyra of the Gitu. If you're looking to make that aggro deck that makes your friends hate you, Lovisa Cold Eyes. They're both good cards.
I'm sensing a trend.
Yeah. And they both have red in them, so now Clues is happy.
Yay, red!
Clues is like 66% happy. Nay, 75% happy.
Sure, let's go with that.
About all we're getting out of them.
And I get the feeling that's a generous estimate. So
I'm going entirely on mana symbols and the cost.
That is true.
And this comes out on the 31st of March.
Yay, and they're revealing the full deck list on the 20th, which, if I remember correctly... I do not remember correctly. I think the 17th is announcement day. Is that right?
The
announcement day will be streamed live from some card shops F&M on a Friday this
month.
That
sounds legit.
I think it's the 17th.
The announcement about announcement days, announcements will be forthcoming.
Will it be announced?
Is this like the teaser for the trailer?
It is.
Could be, yeah.
Well, regardless, we'll have the full list of this next Monday, so...
If it's this coming Friday, which I think...
Well, no, like next Monday is the 20th.
Oh, the full list for Mind versus
Mind. Yeah, Mind versus Mind. Yeah, well,
no one cares.
Hey!
I wonder if originally they were thinking of calling this Might and Magic, and then somebody had to just cough really heavy until they realized what they were doing.
Yeah, whoops. Look, the reason I say no one cares is because you're either a person who buys dual decks or you're not. And... Yeah.
So you're saying that the deck list is probably not going to convince someone to suddenly become the kind of person who buys dual decks.
Not unless there's some sort of crazy bomb in it, but I think they learned not to do that.
Yeah, pretty sure they learned that lesson. Hopefully.
So yeah. All right. Well, let's move on to the actual tournaments because this is going to go quick because there's only three decks.
I was actually thinking it was going to be great if we just didn't do tournaments and just kept going.
No, we have to at least, you know, give out names.
Should we compromise and just do the legacy tournaments?
No.
Yes. Look, it's two to against. We're gonna do the legacy.
Yeah, except I have editorial control, so it's actually me against nobody.
Damn it.
Yep. All right. So, Barcelona.
Barcelona. I had a roommate in college from Barcelona. He was just a punk kid, like literally. Like I was a. Fifth year.
I was thinking, I'm like, is that a song reference?
And he was like 18. It was very strange.
That is strange.
It was also really enjoyable listening to him complain about the people on campus that he hung out with who also spoke Spanish, but they spoke like Mexico Spanish, not Spain Spanish.
Oh.
And that was hilarious. It's like listening to a British person bitch about an American butchering the language. It's exactly what it was.
That is what they do.
Exactly what it was.
Oh man.
Anyway.
Butchering language. You're gonna have to read some names, buddy.
That's okay, because I can butcher any language. So wait, which one are we in Barcelona? Right. How many people were in Barcelona? 1265?
Yep.
Nice. And it was won by Iñigo.
Well, first of all, they're not in order.
No, I was going to say, because we have, you know, just a throwback. Talking about vintage has put us back into nostalgia mode, and these decks are not in order.
Sorry. Are the top 8 players in order?
Yes.
Okay, good. So, Peter Sochurek, I think that's close, won. What the hell was he playing?
You'll never guess.
Oh, he's playing 4-color Crazy Cat Lady. Okay. Matthew Pope is in second playing. Hang on. Oh, Mardu. Why is it that on the European coverage team, they try to name this a different deck? He's playing Mardu.
I think my favorite one we'll get to later, which I'm just going to spoil for now, is going to be Mardu Ballista / Vehicles. That's my favorite.
Yeah.
So but this one is just Mardu Ballista.
Yeah, they call it Mardu Ballista. Probably because it's Walking Ballista and Archangel Avacyn are the differences, so that's, you know, six whole cards, so that makes a new deck, but it's Mardu vehicles. Shut up.
Sure.
You mean Autobots?
It's Autobots. Sure, we'll go with that.
Somebody, I think it was someone on Twitter, suggested that we should be calling Mardu vehicles Autobots since we call Affinity Decepticons, yeah.
But see, that implies that this is the good guys.
Oh.
And there's the problem. How about, plus, your only vehicles freaking fly, and Autobots can't fly.
How about GoBots? Can we call it GoBots?
I mean, we could, but then we'd get hate mail. So yeah, we're going to call it GoBots.
Wait, we get mail?
Jack at mtgcast.com.
All right. Who's in third place, damn it? Marcio Carvalho, who is just on a ridiculous tear. Oh, he's the one running Ballista vehicles.
There you go.
Oh, but it's because he's got Veteran Motorist and Walking Ballista. Oh, my God. He split the difference. Are you serious?
That's
the difference. Oh, my God. So
Standard is fine.
We made the observation before that the difference between the Ballista and the vehicles decks was they swapped out the four Veteran Motorist for four Walking Ballista and called it a new deck. Marcio Carvalho is running two of each, so they had to name it Ballista Vehicles. Oh, my God. European coverage team, seriously, come on, you guys.
It means
what's
you get
next?
To take feats from the Ballista list and the Motorist list.
Okay, so in fourth place, here is Inigo Vallejo Pascual. Oh, he's got another name in down here. Up here, he doesn't.
Weird.
He's playing the four-color Crazy Cat Lady. Who's next? Michael Lipinski or Michal Lipinski? I don't know. We'll call him Steve. Lipinski is running Mardu Ballista.
We're at that point already.
I wasn't expecting
Federico.
That.
He's not on a bus. That's a totally different Steve. Come on, there's
right.
more than one
oh,
Steve.
Oh, yeah, obviously.
Federico Del Basso is running Mardu. Miguel Castro is running, hang on, I have to scroll back up. He's running the four color Crazy Cat Lady. And then Johan Sivo, maybe?
Yeah, is also running
four color Cat Lady. Yeah. So there you go. I do want to take a quick stroll through 9th through 32nd just to look at deck names. If it will ever load. Here we go. Oh, look, Teamer Marvel, ninth place. Wow, there's that tier 3 deck. Look at
Standard
that.
Standard is healthy.
Ta-da!
Everything is fine. Nothing is ruined.
Nothing is on fire.
There's one in 11th as well. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, there's the other big three. Black Green Energy shows up down in 14th.
It's got a snake.
Whoa. Snack? 15th, 16th. Teamer Marvel's in 17th. Okay, wait. This might actually be creeping up into tier 2. That's 3 in the top 32. Mardu, Black Green Energy, Black Red Eldrazi, there's an outlier for you.
That is unexpected. Look at that Ballista.
I would like to point out it's still running Heart of Kieran, Cultivator's Caravan, Ballista, Scrap Heap Scrounger, PNLR, Fatal Push, Unlicensed Disintegration. They just took out the other things and put in Eldrazi.
Yeah, but it's got Olivia Mobilized for War on the board. No one expected
That's pretty neat. I'll give them that. Black Green Delirium, 21st, Mardu, Copycat, Teamer Tower, there's 24th. Is that four now in the top 32? Who? Copycat, Delirium, Vehicles, Delirium, Energy, Copycat, Ballista. Yep, okay, Standard is fine. Moving on, let's go to Grand Prix New Jersey.
With some Standard.
Because, yeah, Standard. Are these deck lists in order? Corey Ben Paul. Okay, I'm gonna assume these are in order. So Corey Baumeister is running four color cats. Ben Friedman is two. Paul Rietzel is running GoBots. Ben Stark is running Jund Energy because Ben Stark does not give a damn what the meta thinks.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. That's okay. Good on you, Ben Stark. I love you. You're my new hero. Robert Lombardi is running GoBots. Jarvis Yu, GoBots. Kyle Moran. Wait, what colors is this? This is not black. Red, green, white.
Yeah, it's
so
not black. It's got Cameo in red.
He's running not black cats. And then Brandon Ayers in eighth is running GoBots. So again, just run through the top 32.
I was not prepared for that picture at the top of the page, by the way.
Oh, what is it?
Scroll up.
I've already scrolled away. And it's not loading. Load the deck lists. Hey guys, is it loading for you?
The 9th through 32?
Yeah.
It access denied me.
No. I am not authorized to access this page, says our reader. You are not authorized to access this page.
Well,
I don't even have that. I just have the header and the footer. Oh, there's a submit button. What happens if I press submit?
Oh, no,
you'll kill us all.
Well, we would look at the rest of the top 32, but we cannot. Now nothing's happening.
Listen, as Wizards of the Coast has clearly pointed out through their banned and restricted list changes, everything is fine in Standard. You don't need to see these deck lists.
Yeah, there's no need to go look at evidence. Just believe what we say. Wow, this sounds eerily familiar. I'm getting nothing. Okay then. You're not authorized to access this page. Great.
So strange.
I
like how is a different message from the 404. So it's not like it's not connecting to the server. Someone screwed up the permissions.
Yeah. Okay then. So screw that. We didn't care. How many people were in New Jersey, by the way? 1627. Wow. That's less than 2000, both in Barcelona and New Jersey. Buh.
Admittedly, New Jersey was due for some nasty weather this weekend too.
Oh, that's true.
I was told that we were.
No, we were due for some humorously small amounts of snow and people buying bread anyway. They're due for actual bad weather.
My parents swear up and down that it snowed like hell for about 2 hours, and then 2 hours later, you could never tell that it had snowed at all. I was like, oh.
I'm pretty sure I slept through the snowing like hell because it was daylight savings time, and I sleep.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I was in the bed. So, quick aside, I was in the bed, I was watching a video, I was talking to a person on my phone, you know, not on the phone, texting with a person back and forth, and suddenly it was 3 o'clock, and I'm like, holy crap, it's okay. Time snuck up on me. I'm gonna go to bed. And it turns out that I did not lose track of time. It actually was suddenly 3 o'clock. I didn't get much sleep that night and I was not happy for most of the next day, but then I saw Logan and it was pretty good. So there you go. So let's go over to the Star City Open in Dallas because why not? There were 856 people playing Modern. We've got Austin Bursevich 1 with Death Shadow, Trent Avera in 2nd with Burn, Aaron Rubin with Death Shadow in 3rd, Austin Grady playing Merfolk. Really? Yeah, okay, there you go. Todd Stevens playing Green White Company in 5th, Kenny Hudman playing Burn. Is that 3 Burn decks in the... No, just 2. I'm just wishing there were 3.
Yeah, I'm always wishing there were 8.
Kiter, no, cause then something would get banned. See, that's not good. You can't have that. You've got Kiter Sheen or Kater Sheen. It's a cool name. Playing Bant Eldrazi in 7th and Ricky Lynn playing Ad Nauseam in 8th. And then in 9th place, I'm looking at Green Red Land Destruction and my brain shut down. What is this? Well, the first thing I see is Platinum Imperion, so that can't be good news.
Ooh. There are not a lot of scenarios where that's good news.
Arbor Elf.
Utopia Sprawl, Beast Within, Banefire, Madcap Experiment, Monvuli Acid Moss, Primal Command, Stone Rain. Wow.
That's mean. This is like what someone like Clues would make if they wanted to be mean, but not use blue.
Oh, there's also a Kissing Wolf Run.
That's fair.
Fire Spout.
Wow, okay. I'm going to move away from that because I can't tell if I'm giggling or if I'm sad. Let's see. Eldrazi Tron, Revolt Zoo, Burn. Death Shadow, Skred Red. Isn't that just... No, it's not just Burn. Okay. Whoa, it's running Koth of the Hammer and Chandra Torch of Defiance. Whoa.
Fuego.
Bant Eldrazi, Ad Nauseam. Okay, that's... Oh, Burn in 17. There you go. There's your top 16. Moving on. Let's go to Standard. How many people were playing in this one? 100 people even. What? Josh Newell won with Green Red Energy because Josh Newell does not give a damn what the meta says.
Look at that cat.
In 2nd place, Mac Blanchard running Teemer Tower. Oh, it might be tier 2. And then we have Jason Reyes, 4 Color Cats, Jeremy Hahn, GoBots, Eugene Papon. I'm going to say Papon because it sounds cool. GoBots, Drew, I cannot begin to – is that an I-A-E-E-A-F-R-T-E? I like him.
Yeah, I don't know.
I-A-F-R-T-E.
Drew.
Yeah. GoBots.
Steve.
Steve. Austin Mowry running Jeskai Control. Wait, hang on. Oh, Dynavolt Tower and no cats. Oh, and Torrential Gear Hulk. Yep, okay, that's the deck I thought. Nice. Another tier 3 deck there, that's nice. David Barnes running Jeskai Saheeli, skipping the green. Huh. And then, let's see, 4-color cats, GoBots, Teemer Tower, 4-color cats, green-black aggro, GoBots, 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 and that's your top 16. Moving on. How many people were playing in the Modern Open? 188. Where Jody Keith won with Living End. Whoa, David Daniel in second place is running Pure Steel Paladin. Dude, no way.
I missed that guy.
Pure Steel Paladin and SRAM.
Wait, what?
That's your creature base. Oh my god, draw all the cards.
That's sick.
Okay, wait, this gotta be a combo deck. A Quarter Shield, Bonesaw, Cathar Shield, Paradise Mantle, all equipment that cost zero, Noxious Revival, Retract, oh god, Swan Song, Mox Opal, oh, Grape Shot, there's your win condition.
Yeah.
And Serum Visions. That is hilarious beyond all reason. I love it. I love it. Nice.
So, like, by throwing in the Grape Shot, do we have to come up with a funny storm name for this?
Maybe, but I got nothing.
Rust Storm?
Is there a spell where you, like, in another game or something where you summon up a bunch of weapons and throw them all at your opponents?
There is in Final Fantasy XV, but that might be too current.
Oh, what's it called?
Oh. I've been doing it for hours, and I don't remember what it's called. That's sad. It's like the new equivalent of Limit Breaks, too. I really should. It's Armiger something. I don't know what they call it in English, because I've been playing it in Japanese like a weirdo.
You are a weirdo.
It's Armiger or Armiger, depending on how they want to translate it. But yeah, essentially you summon all of the weapons that you've collected in the game. They fly around you and just chuck them all at the enemy. It's pretty cool looking.
Nice. Well, there you go. We'll call it that.
Yeah, that'll last. People will remember that in a year.
Exactly. Well, I mean, this deck shows up so often.
Maybe just the kitchen sink deck. Throw everything you own at him.
So third place, Abzan Company by Sam Birkenbile. Fourth place, Kartik Patel is running Decepticons. Ryan Kirk in fifth is running Scapeshift. Alex Bell is also running Pure Steel Paladin. I really hope that they came together. Like, they're like, you know what? Let's take this stupid deck and just run it. And they both ended up in the top eight.
That is a pretty thing.
I can dream, can't I? Zachary Ray in seventh running Scapeshift. And Gilbert Davila running Eldrazi Tron. What else do we have? Grixis Shadow. What is Grixis Shadow?
Death Shadow plus Snapcaster Mage and Lightning Bolt.
And Teemer Battle Rage.
Yeah.
Wait, is that already in the, that's already in the Death Shadow deck, isn't it? Excuse me, I seem to have the hiccups. Yeah, it's in some of them. Yeah. Anyway, moving on. What was that? That was Grixis Shadow. Jeskai Control, more Decepticons, Bant Eldrazi, Death Shadow, Bant Eldrazi, Death Shadow, Death Shadow.
Okay, then.
Nice. Okay, then. So that's your tournaments.
Yay.
There, that was easy. We don't need to look at anything real hard because everything is always the same all the time. And if we miss something, well, then Twitter will let us know and we still won't care.
I'd like to thank WotC for not including the top 32. It made this go faster.
It did, yeah. It also slightly lessens my disappointment. quick reminder, Modern Masters comes out this weekend. So if you pre-ordered it, go pick it up. And if you didn't, I guess it sucks to be you.
Yay. I did not.
That's pretty much how that works, right?
It depends. If it's Modern Masters 2015, you can still go buy a box of it.
Yep.
And it costs less than it did on launch day. Sometimes they're bad.
But it is not this time.
No, there's enough hype around this one that you'll probably actually have trouble getting it. But that does mean that you might be able to go to your local store and actually play it if they've held any product back.
Which let's hope so, because it should be pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right, then. Magic Online news?
Yeah, I guess we can do that. So Magic Online news updates on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Today is Monday, so a lot of this is old news, but it's still news. And as usual, I'm going to skip over all the events that have already happened. So the main thing for you to remember is that last week the Modern Cube Draft began. I went over some of that last week, so I won't spend too much time on it. But that'll kind of be sticking around until Modern Masters makes its way online. So you can check that out. Because it's Magic Online and it also exists in a world of digital nonsense, there are bugs. And that means they put out a bug blog letting us know what's going on, what's not working, and when they're going to try to fix it. So before I go into these, just remember that if you take advantage of a bug, then you could be in trouble. If you're the victim of a bug, you can put in for reimbursement and explain what happened. And more often than not, they will help you with that. Just don't do it a lot or they'll assume you're exploiting things. So with that, I'm going to give you the three newly added bugs. So first up, choosing the second mode of Plunge into Darkness, which for a reminder, it's a choose one card. And the second mode is, sacrifice any number of creatures. Then you gain three life for each sacrificed creature or pay X life. Then look at the top X cards of your library, put one of those cards in your hand and remove the rest from the game. So this is the second one. If you do that, it can cause the game to soft block. So how bad do you want to look at the top X cards? How bad do you want those cards? Because you might cause a soft block, so maybe don't do
on
that.
On that week when we were without you, we had something else that caused a soft block, and we have no idea what the hell that means.
Oh, what a soft block would be?
When it comes, like
in this context.
Term.
Well, let me see what the effect does specifically and what that might potentially do in the game. So pay X life, the top X cards your library, put one of those cards in your hand and remove the rest of the game. So it's possible that the way that's coded might create a scenario where you can't actually click and do the next action. Like it might not reveal them properly, which would prevent you from doing the, you know, putting one in your hand, which would cause the game to effectively be done. But presumably you'd eventually time out. So maybe that's what the soft lock is. But that's me guessing. I don't think I've actually seen an explanation for what it is. If you know, feel free to let me know. But regardless, this is not something you want to have happen to you. So I'd recommend against choosing the second option and Plunge into Darkness. And presumably if you were to entwine the effects, that would also be bad. But I don't know. They didn't specify that. All right. So the second thing to be aware of is putting a split card on the bottom of its owner's library causes the game log to provide a confusing error message. This is a display issue only. Kind of want to know what that confusing error message is, but it's probably just some gibberish nonsense.
It's probably you're not authorized to access this page.
Yeah, that could be the case. It's certainly possible that it's that kind of nonsense. And finally, which is the funny one, because every once in a while we get a funny one, casting Whims of Fate, one of those classic expensive red sorceries, causes a game crash. So if you want to add chaos to the ordered system of Magic Online, he said generously, you too can cast Whims of Fate and destroy everything.
I don't even know what Whims of Fate
is. I'll tell you. Starting with you, each player separates all permanents he or she controls into three piles. Then each player chooses one of his or her piles at random and sacrifices those permanents. Piles can be empty.
Oh, okay.
So when you start separating your resources and might choose zero for something, apparently that's enough to cause a game crash. So don't do that. You probably shouldn't use this card ever anyway, but especially don't do that because it crashes the game.
Wow. So Whims of the Fates, there are no whims. You are ended.
This is that game over the user win scenario that gets like some of the binomes nullified. Just don't do it. Yeah, I went there. It's kind of sad that Reboot was like 15 years ago, even in its latest incarnation.
I was going to say, is that all?
Yeah, they keep talking about bringing it back and then not. It's awesome.
Oh.
But yeah, so you can also, if you click on the link to the bug blog, see what the existing issues are, report new bugs, keep up with stuff. You should be aware of what's broken if you play extensive Magic Online. A lot of these are things that they found last year while they were doing the Year of Modern because they kind of got to re-explore things. And I'm sure you'll find even more new bugs as they explore other things if they ever get the gauntlets working properly. But be aware, know what's going on so that maybe you don't put yourself into an awkward situation and waste your own time by essentially spiking a game and then having to request help. So be aware of that. And finally, like I said before, right now they're doing the cube, but when Modern Masters 2017 edition comes out on March 22nd, which, yeah, is right after it comes out in paper, essentially, they'll be dropping the cube draft, and they'll be moving towards that as the online format. So that'll be your chance to get the Modern Masters cards. And that's it for Magic Online at the moment. If you want to stay in the loop, check it out on the WotC website tomorrow when they post this week's stuff. You can find it by going under Products, then Magic Online in the drop menu at the top. And presumably it'll be pretty quiet, honestly. It gets quiet until new things come out for the most part. So be aware. I think that's it for all the news.
I certainly hope so. Now, I do want to point out something that I'm sure you people out there listening have already tweeted at us. It could be that the reason that they didn't do anything about Standard, and this is something we talked about last week, was that there was nothing they could do that would actually help.
Yes.
Like, we kicked around a few ideas last week of things that maybe they could ban and unban and what effect it might have, or that might have been in the pre-show for the mana pool. I don't remember now. But it might be that they are just stuck with it because there's nothing they can do. So before you get out your torches and pitchforks, you know, think about that. It could be that any change they made, believe it or not, would actually make things worse.
Yeah. Like, they could,
I mean,
potentially just ban cards for no reason and the format is still bad, only now cards are worth less.
Yeah, or they could unban Emrakul and make things, you know, even worse.
I mean, it didn't work out well for Innistrad when Emrakul showed up.
See?
But
so, yeah.
There's also a new set coming out in a month. So new card might also solve the problem.
Almost certainly.
Or Bolas just kills everyone. Which would also solve the problem.
You know, it would. All right, then. I just wanted to throw that out there as an option. And like I said, before more people hopped on Twitter and yelled at us, we know.
We are aware.
So then, are we done then, gentlemans?
I believe we are.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, how about some of that there contact stuff?
Sure. So you can find me on Twitter at SqueeGoblinAbob. There's no Iron Goblin because it's Hangout and Legacy and no one knows where that's at. Not even the I in all likelihood, but that's where it's at. And so, yeah, if you find me on Twitter lately, I've just been sort of snarking at Mark Rosewater's post and a few other things and then making polls that have become irrelevant within 5 minutes, which is fun. Because you can't actually close those early. They just sit there and collect data unless you delete the whole post. I'm not doing that. That's effort. So that's just going to sit there and get more funny with time. But past that, yeah, at the end of the month, I'm going to be at NashiCon in South Carolina. It's in Columbus. A lot of my friends actually run that event, and I'm looking forward to just dropping in and chilling the weekend because I have no responsibilities there. It'll be awesome. And
you do know that that won't be the case once you get there, right?
What, just chilling? No, I'm pretty good at that.
Hey. Can you help us run this thing? And you'll be like, sure.
That doesn't actually happen as often as it used to.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah. And if I'm helping run something, it's because I want to. They don't really drop things. I mean, because I've never been staff at that event. I just show up and hang out. It's sufficiently far away from everything. And honestly, while it's going on, it's the only reason for South Carolina to exist. Now, it makes me sad that I have to drive through South Carolina to get there. And I have to go through South Carolina again when it's over. But South Carolina is good for two things this year. It's for me going to this convention, and it's for me watching the sky run black in August.
So, yeah, that's going to be pretty cool.
August, right. Yeah, we've got to organize some plans.
Yeah, we're going to have to make that road trip
to get down there for that.
It's actually something that some of my friends, the other reason to go there this year, are two of my friends are getting married. They're both women. And I told them, you know, if you reschedule your wedding by like a month, you could actually have the sky go black when you kiss the bride. But it's on a Monday. Brilliant. Nobody wants to get married on a Monday. So.
Oh, no, no one.
Yeah.
Look,
but it would have been perfect.
Things, it's fine.
Like, it's one of those things where I'm like, hey, who's single? Who wants to make a bad decision for a story later? So who knows, right?
Well, look, St. Patrick's Day is coming soon. I guarantee you can find someone who will agree to this.
Yeah, but they need to still agree to it in August.
Oh,
That's different.
You're going to need a lot of green beer.
No, that's never been the case.
Yeah, that's
at any rate, though.
You're right. That's never true.
That said, in the more immediate future, this weekend, I'm going to be watching Iron Fist because Netflix is getting a new Marvel show. And this is admittedly the one of the four shows that I've been looking forward to the least, but that doesn't mean I'm not looking forward to it. It just means that of the four of them, I don't really know what to expect out of an Iron Fist show. I'm hoping it's a little better than Daredevil. And by that, I mean, I'm hoping it's a more consistently written thing than Daredevil, because Daredevil has some amazing highs and then it has some stupid crap. And I'd really like it if it was just, you know, a solid home run all the way through. We'll see. But
wouldn't you wish that for basically any new show that you're going to spend your time watching, though?
Well, I would. But the thing is, I've got expectations out of Marvel's Netflix shows because they're, for the most part, really good. And so, like the Marvel movies, I hold them to a higher standard than I hold other television to.
Okay.
So, we'll see.
I still haven't watched Luke Cage, damn it.
Yeah, you should get on that.
I know.
And then you can watch this, and then in the fall, you can watch The Defenders.
Par, 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 par.
Combo. And, yeah, other than that, tune in next Monday to hear me getting the pre-Mass Effect jitters. It'll be awesome. And nice. Now hand things over to Clues.
Okay, hey, if you want to get a hold of me, your best way to do that is on the Twitters. I'm at LockLuze, spelled just like it is in the show notes. If you want to hear more of me, you can do that on the other podcast that I do, Random Discard, found right here on the MTGcast network. Topic coming soon is Dungeons & Dragons. So if you have strong feelings about D&D, let me know. Why not?
Yeah.
Oh, and we're a little early for it, but daylight saving time still sucks.
It's okay. I didn't expect you to honor the whole hour.
Okay. I did set an alarm.
It does, though.
I did set an alarm for it.
But, yeah, you're 19 minutes early because I knew that you'd be doing that.
Yeah.
I was waiting for it to see if the show was still going.
Well, we were wrapping up, so this might be my last chance because as soon as Chewy starts talking, I have to go find pictures of cats.
Oh, well, you won't get a chance to find that many because I am not going to ramble terribly long this time. So if you want to find more or hear more from me, then you should go check out The Mana Pool, which is my other show, my baby. It's been running for over 9 years now.
Over 9,000!
No, years, not thousands.
You got the squirt bottle if you keep that up.
Bad clues. That completely threw me. I have no idea what we're talking about now. If you want to hear more from me though, yeah, go check out The Mana Pool. You can find it on themanapool.com. And you can also find me basically anywhere else on the internet at something/themanapool. So that's YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, Patreon. I'm trying to suppress a cough. Hang on a minute.
If you would like to support Chewy and all the nonsense that he does on the internet, go to Patreon.
Ow, thank you, Bill, for that, because I was, something was hung in my throat, and I'm like, don't cough, and the harder you think, don't cough,
the more
likely it is you're going to cough right the hell now. And I see by looking at our chat that Clues took my, I'm not going to ramble for very long as a challenge, and is just like fast-tracking basically any link he can find on the internet is now going.
Yeah, almost none of them are cats, I'm sorry.
Anyway, so over on YouTube, I've done more Guts and Glory. The second Lethal League video that myself and Bill and Scott recorded so long ago. I sort of forgot that I had
it. It's so fast.
Yeah, we started cranking up the minimum speed for the ball, and it's insane. I put up another Magic Duels video where I got to play as the villains. I do so love being the villains. Yeah, hell yeah. And there was no idiotic vehicle AI, so it's much easier to watch. Yay. Those are all things that I have done lately, with more to come soon at some point. And like Bill said, if you want to help support what I do with all of this, go to patreon.com/themanapool. You can get Manapool episodes and YouTube videos early, or you can get that and the odds and ends, all the stuff recorded before and after, both Monday Night Magic and the Manapool that's uncensored and unfiltered. The last one that went up was a Manapool odds and ends, where we were without Mike. And myself and Brian and Dirk actually had a really good conversation about nerd culture and what's wrong with nerd cultures. Like, it was really good, and I'm seriously considering making it a public one as a promotional thing. You know, hey, if you think you might like The Odds and Ends, listen to this, but I haven't decided if that's a thing I should do yet.
I think you should. I like the sound of that. I think people would be interested in this conversation.
Possibly. And there's lots of swearing, so.
That is always the case.
Because they're uncensored and unfiltered. So, If you've been teetering on the idea, maybe I should do the Odds and Ends thing for Chewy. Would hearing one change your mind any? What do you think? Let me know. At the Manipool, yeah. I'm forgetting something. Oh, and if you like, you can get the early stuff, the Odds and Ends, and get your name on the end slate for every video that goes up in the month, in each month that you support at that tier. Yay. I keep having to use a smaller font because I keep getting more supporters, and it's awesome. Yay. And with that, I will be done now. So thank you, as always, to Clues and Squee.
Woo! Woo indeed.
Woo indeed. So, dear listeners, enjoy your GoBots and your cats and your Tier 3 decks. And remember, everything is fine. You don't need to see the evidence. Oh, is that this week?
I think so.
Bill? Oh. And apparently MTGCast turned 11 sometime this week or month or something like that. So, hey, look at that. How awesome is
that? Yay, a palindrome year.
Woohoo! They're the best years. Like 1991. Oh, man. That was a good one.
Oh, man. I'm in a palindrome year.
No, you're in 2017. That is not a palindrome.
No. Years of me.
Years of
my
you?
Age.
Oh, yeah, because you're 22, right?
Yeah, let's go with that.
Yeah.
It's all right now. I need to rent things. No,
I can't guess. No, so you're 44. Got it. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I had to win that race with Clues to the grave, right?
Oh, you're not winning that.
If you're 44, that means that I'm 55 and Clues is 66. So maybe we should just abandon this whole thing.
Yeah, let's abandon that pretty quick.
But that also means Prilliman is 77, which is closer to accurate than all of these others.
And while we're at it, we're supposed to abandon Legacy. At least that's the message I got.
But are jail years the same as people years?
Oh my god. So thank you all so very much for listening. And everything is fine. Nothing is ruined. Go play some magic. I meant that last part. Go play some magic. Whether it's ruined or not.